Man, I'm just seeing a news story come over that from a Hollywood Reporter. And remember the great actor Danny Glover, especially in like the Lethal Weapon series. Well, my goodness, it says Lethal Weapon star Danny Glover reveals Alzheimer's diagnosis. Mm. Boy, that is something that I just really thought we'd have a handle on by now, but we do not. And so many of us have friends and family members being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. We sure hope somebody cracks that code soon. Daron Levin, freelance journalist. We know that he was born in Israel, served in the Israeli military, talks to us often from Israel, but he's, I hope, home right now as the U.S. and Iran hold talks through mediators in Qatar. Daron, always nice to have you with us. None of this has gone the way any of us would hoped it would go, and it just keeps going on. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, before we talk about Iran and nuclearization and Israel, I just want to say I learned today, somebody reminded me that it's been exactly 30 years since you came back to WJR and joined us on the air, and it's gone by in a flash, Paul, and I just wanted to congratulate you and tell you how much it's meant to me and all of us over all of these years to have you as on the great voice of the Great Lakes and talking about all the issues that we've talked about, happy and sad. And congratulations, and feel good about it because you should.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And one of the great things about coming back is getting to know you better and calling you my friend, because yeah. I've always looked up to you. You're far brighter than me. You've always written excellently and for great publications around the country and reported, and you've done a great job. And I'm not the only one who's been around 30 years. Listen to the commercial we found that ran in my show on this day 30 years ago from the Detroit Free Press.
A little bit more for someone.
Daron Levin, one of the people behind the paper, the Detroit Free Press.
Did you leave because they mispronounced your last name or no?
I always accept multiple pronunciations, so we're fine. No problem. The Levin network is a big one. It started back in Russia. I have to tell you, we took our grandkids to see Fiddler on the Roof, which is playing out at the theater, the Encore Theater in Dexter, this past weekend. And as soon as this music started at Fiddler on the Roof, I'm sure you've seen it, or maybe many times, but this is the story of our grandparents and great grandparents being forced out of Russia, and it really gives us a reason to understand why the state of Israel exists today. And it's why I'm so passionate about highlighting the alliance between Israel and the United States, how important it is to Israel, and really how important it is to the United States to have a number one friend in that part of the country, in that part of the world that is dedicated to democracy and free thought and openness and all of the values that we celebrate here in the United States on and are reminded of on our 250th anniversary. So, yes, the latest news headline today is that the president says that things are going well in the talks in Qatar, and I hope they really are. I'm very suspicious, I have to tell you. I don't have a lot of confidence in the future of Iran, really setting aside its goal of destroying first Israel and then the United States. Besides not having a nuclear weapon, I really want to see the people of Iran set aside those goals, because this is something that just can't be sustained in this world.
Are you at all concerned about what has been a bulletproof, positive, strong relationship between the United States of America and Israel?
Yeah, I'm very concerned, because I see particularly, it's on the right and on the left, but much more frightening on the right. on the left right
on the
now.
Left,
that's happening
Democrat,
with a number with a number of socialist, Democratic socialist candidates. The latest one being in Colorado, winning in the primaries. Now the primaries are not the general election, and there are some very smart people who say that the Democratic socialists are in the process of destroying the Democratic Party, and that in the general election, they're going to be swept away. But the fact that they could even gain any kind of credibility in our political system today by accusing Israel of genocide, by accusing Israel of apartheid, by all of these lies that get told about the state of Israel and about Zionism and about the Jewish people, the fact that they could get as far as they have is really demoralizing. It's very depressing.
It is demoralizing. It is depressing. It is frightening. I hope you're right, and those that have said the same thing, that the Democrat socialists are going to hand those elections over to the Republicans, because though it's working in the primaries, they claim it shouldn't work in the general election. But I don't know anymore. I honestly,
let me give you one example of what I hear. I'm a supporter of Haley Stevens. I really like her. I like the fact that she recognizes Israel's importance to the West and to the Western thought and Western ideals and values. And I'm a supporter of hers. But then she's running against this guy, and I don't even want to mention his name, but this is somebody who's been very, very suspicious in the kinds of statements he's made against Jews and against Israel. And against the Israeli government. And I feel like if she does not prevail in the primaries, then I'm going to switch over and I'm going to vote for Mike Rogers. And a lot of my Jewish friends don't feel that they can vote for Mike Rogers because he's endorsed by the president. And that's a mistake. That's a real mistake. Like I say, I sound like a one-issue voter. I am maybe a one-issue voter, but it's an important issue. And so I feel like Mike Rogers is right on Israel and Haley Stevens is right on Israel. And so whichever of them give me the opportunity to help them become the next senator from Michigan, I'm going to help.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea, because people don't know this automatically. I don't think it'd be a bad idea for Israel to be doing its own. I mean, our president is doing a PR campaign. I see these commercials and I go, wow, who did that? And I realize it's our president telling us how great he's doing or what is fabulous about our country or whatever. Israel could just talk about the incredible medical technology and medical breakthroughs that they have been responsible for, that if Israel was not there, we wouldn't have. And I don't think enough people even know that that's happened in technology.
It's not just in medical. It's all through tech. This is the number one startup nation place in the world after Silicon Valley. This country of 9 million, almost 10 million people is the number one startup place in the world. We're trying everything we can to give the world advanced technology that will save lives, that will make our lives better, that will improve our response to climate change, to all kinds of things that are happening all over and they're helping their neighbors. I mean, there's no question that places like Jordan that were really in trouble because they didn't have enough water are getting enough water today because of Israeli technology. Now, they don't want to play that up because they feel like it might bring on hostility from Iran or other Muslim regimes that are anti-Israel. But there's no question that they're helping them. Same with Egypt. We were the enemy of Egypt for a while, but right now we're helping Egypt bring natural gas to out of gas fields that are near Egypt that they didn't have the technology to develop. So Israel's doing everything it can to be a good citizen of the world, and yet it faces all of this hostility. And part of it is, honestly, part of it is because there are bots that are created in China and in Russia that spread lies And the idea is to drive a wedge between Israel and the United States because they're trying to sow a kind of hostility in the United States that shouldn't exist. So we have to be aware of all these things. We have to be more educated and more knowledgeable and better informed. And so I'm going to close the loop in a way by, again, thanking you for helping us to make the citizenry here better informed through the post you hold at WJR.
Well, I couldn't do it without people like you over these past 30 years coming on and giving us your viewpoint, Daron Levin. And I appreciate that and respect you and always will. And I give my love to you and your beautiful wife, Adina, and hope
and
you have
coming back at you. Coming back at you.
Hope you have a fabulous 4th of July, because I know, even though you were born in Israel, you
I love this country. You know it. Love this country.
I know it. Thank you, Daron. Daron Levin, freelance journalist, born in Israel, served in the Israeli military, and understands just how great America is. 1244 at 760 WJR.